nature is incredibly resilient, and I think more resilient than biologists thought. In the sense that given a chance, in this case it would be habitat, protection, time, populations can rebound dramatically. This isn't, you know, 20 years, that's not a lot of time biologically. Some of these changes were evident within the first 5 to 10 years of the wolf reintroduction. Given time, given habitat, species can rebound. In fact, communities can rebound. We know this from other examples, for example, protections that have been afforded by the Endangered Species Act. Let me show you a few examples of the rebound of species we know about that have been protected, say, over the last century. Northern elephant seal in the late 19th century, was hunted down to perhaps as few as 20 individuals. That population's now at 200,000 because of protection of marine mammals. Sea otters have a very clear history because of the fur trade. They were hunted all across the Pacific Rim, from Asia, across the Alaskan coast, down to California, reached a low of perhaps 1,000 animals. Protected beginning in 1911, there was over 100,000 otters, sea otters now. These are voracious carnivores. They're incredibly at consuming shellfish and other things. Northern Pacific humpback whale, you can see these numbers, maybe a 12-fold rebound over about 40 years. Bald eagle, very famously, of course, was suffering because of DDT and other things, down to 487 breeding pairs in the late 60s, close to 10,000 breeding pairs today. And of course, the gray wolf in the Yellowstone general region, which was zero until reintroduction, is now in much larger numbers. So just look at the scale of the rebound, both in terms of magnitude and time. Species can rebound if they're given habitat and all that.